Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, friends. This is Dr. Jim Bachman, and I certainly are very, very happy that you were able to join me in our discussion today. What's the truth about probiotics, prebiotics, biotics, and all those other terms that you hear? So our goal today is to be able to help you understand that and make a significant improvement in the cloud of doubt and realize that you're in charge and you're in control of improving that situation. So first of all, let me tell you a little bit about me. I am a natural health care practitioner, and I have been in natural health care since 1976. I've talked to a lot of people, helped a lot of people through some serious issues, and made a lot of suggestions that have helped improve the quality and quantity of some folks' health status. So, that being said, 40-some years of discussing these kinds of problems that people have, I find that education is one of the most important things. And as you are aware, you're listening to me on Facebook, or if you're dialing in, you also can get this message through Blog Talk Radio. And my contact information, you can get me through Messenger, or you can get me through email, askingdrjim at Gmail, askingdrjim at Gmail. And the purpose of what I'm going to discuss with you today is to help you realize that staying healthy, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Now, if you're making a cake, for example, or a dessert for Thanksgiving, which, by the way, is in a week on Thursday, you have to put the right ingredients in the right amount. If you forget something, you may get something that looks like what you were looking for or what you were putting your hard work together for, but it's not going to be the same. Just as, you know, if you're going to take a drive in a car, you have to make sure gas is in the car, because if there's no gas in the car won't start, you can't go anywhere. Well, that's what we see in healthcare. You walk into my office, we have a discussion, you look like a healthy, normal individual, but when you sit down, you tell me you have XYZ going on. Can you help me? Well, let's back up a couple steps. Remember what I said, that if you have all the ingredients in the right amount, then the end result is what you're looking for or what you're hoping for. Well, let's talk about that. So when we start discussing the reason for understanding probiotics and prebiotics, because I know you see a lot of advertising on the television, on the radio, in magazines, in print, everywhere about probiotics. And you never hear much about prebiotics, but one is as important as the other. Probiotics, you're talking about what? You're talking about having different kinds of healthy fiber in your diet. Prebiotics are probiotics are defined as having the right healthy bacteria in your diet. Yes, folks, this may be news to you, but there are as many bacteria in our bodies, healthy and unhealthy, as there are stars in the night sky. It's estimated that there are 3 to 4 pounds of bacteria in our body at any one given time. And that doesn't take into consideration the yeast that's in your body on a natural basis. And that is something that, and the viruses that are in your body on a healthy basis. And it is that symbiosis, that healthy probiotics, prebiotics, that balance that keeps everything in what is called homeostasis, or keeps you healthy. So why isn't everybody healthy? Well, there's some reasons for it, and I find that education is the most important thing, because your prebiotics and your probiotics are, you don't have to go out and buy it. You have to understand where it comes from in your diet, and then just make sure that you include it in your diet. And you can make a significant change in your health. You know, why do some folks get sick and other folks don't get sick? Well, it starts inside. If you have healthy bacteria, they will combat the unhealthy bacteria and as a result of it, keep you healthy. I know you've probably heard this term that your immune system is located in your gut. 70-some percent, more accurately, about 73 to 75% of your immune system is located in your digestive system. And what do you have in your digestive system that is the important thing to keep you healthy? Probiotics, prebiotics. Remember, probiotics are foods or supplements that contain live microorganisms intended to maintain or improve good gut bacteria, or what is called normal flora in the body. Prebiotics are foods typically that are high fiber foods, that are foods in the human microflora. How many of you are eating your vegetables? How many are eating the fruits that are recommended by your doctor or by your natural health care practitioner? Your probiotics come from your foods as well. Do you eat sauerkraut? That has microorganisms in. Well, you may say, oh, I don't like that stuff. Well, if you eat yogurt, that has the probiotics in the digestive system doesn't have in. Do you take a probiotic on a regular basis? That's very, very important. Prebiotics, remember, come from your food and comes from fiber. So what the body does then is it utilizes the prebiotics that are in your food, and the bacteria, the healthy bacteria in your digestive system, metabolizes the prebiotic fiber into what are called short-chain fatty acids. Now, why doesn't everybody have perfect health or good health? Well, everybody is an individual. Some of the things that interfere with that are, number one, your stress level. If you're under a lot of stress, that affects your gut health. If you're on medications, for example, antibiotics and steroids affect your digestive system. And as a result of it, you get overgrowth of the bad things in your digestive system. And as a result of that, then you don't make the short-chain fatty acids that your heart needs, your brain needs, your immune system needs. So it can't respond appropriately. So I hope you're getting the message that probiotics and prebiotics are the first couple steps to good health or improving your health. And these are things that you have in your pantry. Do you have fresh fruits and vegetables? Those contain what? Contain the good bacteria that and fibers that your body needs. These are prebiotic foods, typically high fiber foods. Do you eat a whole grain bread? Do you eat fruits and vegetables the way that they come from Mother Earth, rather than eating them in a manufactured or a unnatural way? That's how we as Americans got off track. We started getting into convenience foods. We started into microwaving everything, which destroys the nutrient value in the foods. And as a result of it, you don't get the prebiotics and the probiotics in your digestive system that your body needs. And as a result of it, then you start to get overgrowth. Overgrowth of unhealthy bacteria and yeast and molds and things like that are triggers that can initiate the IBS syndrome, the Crohn's syndrome, the chronic diarrhea syndrome, and unhealthy organs in other parts of your body. Remember, 70% of your immune system is located in your digestive system. If you don't have a healthy digestive system, then you need to talk to your doctor or your natural health care practitioner about improving your sources of prebiotics and probiotics. You can get prebiotics now and probiotics in your supplement store. Hopefully, you would rely on a good source, but you can start by just improving what you're eating. Prebiotics come from eating foods that contain live bacteria, such as fermented foods like yogurts and kimchi and those kinds of foods. They contain live bacteria. Remember, prebiotics also contain lots of fibers. So that's very, very important. And this may surprise you, but I was looking for some facts. And here's what I found, that the sheer amount of bacteria in the human body weighs 3 to 4 pounds. Bacteria, that's just bacteria, weighs 3 to 4 pounds in your body. Now, that doesn't take into consideration the amount of yeast, candida, and viruses in your body. Yes, there are viruses in your body, and there are yeast in your body. It's only whenever the one gets out of control, because normally we have this symbiosis in our body, which helps to control the unhealthy bacteria and the healthy bacteria. It's like a mini war in your gut, and you want to feed the healthy bacteria by improving your prebiotic consumptions and your probiotic consumptions, because believe it or not, that can affect your heart health, that can affect your brain health, that can affect your bone health, and very important, which is your immune health. So if you're looking for a way to improve your immune health, just alter your diet a little bit. By improving the amount of healthy bacteria, by improving the amount of healthy foods in your diet. Now, healthy foods, we're talking about whole foods. We're talking about the way it's provided by nature. We're not talking about something that has been torn apart and it's a biology experiment that comes in a box. We're talking about eating an apple. We're talking about eating a tomato. We're talking about eating an avocado. So I hope that you're getting the picture. And we're talking about consuming foods that are not totally manufactured, whole grain sources and healthy supplies of fermented foods as well. Remember, prebiotics contain fiber that help the body, help to supply the nutrients that your bacteria in your gut need, your healthy bacteria. If they can't get it, they slow down reproduction, and then the bad guys take over, and then you develop problems like leaky gut, irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, those kinds of things, because your immune system is responding inappropriately. Remember, also, healthy bacteria in probiotics is something that your digestive system is depending on to help supply what you need. Now, I know this is not a very, very easy subject to talk about, nor is it an easy subject to define, but it's so elementary to your good health. It's as elementary as breathing air. It's the way that we were put on this earth to be able to stay healthy. So if you aren't a vegetable consumer, or if you're not a yogurt consumer, if you're not educated in the area of healthy eating, I do suggest that you start to take it upon yourself, get your own initiative, make it a family affair, and start investigating healthy food sources. You can contact me with askingdrjim@gmail.com. You're on Facebook with me, and we're a friend. You can get me through Messenger. I'll be more than happy to help you do that, because it's very, very important. Eating whole foods, that we've said for a long time, supplies your body with healthy nutrients and healthy bacteria. It's just that simple. So if you want to stay healthy, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Prebiotics, probiotics. Prebiotics, healthy bacteria. Probiotics, healthy fiber in your diet. This is Dr. Jim Bachman. Make it a healthy meal and a happy, healthy holiday. Happy Thanksgiving to you all.